靠总是想着我们对主的永恒的服务。
We all have an eternal spiritual relationship with Krishna.
我们所有人都和 Krishna 有一种永恒的关系。
Yeah, you all want to go back to Godhead.
我们都要回到灵性是回归神首。
So when we go back to Godhead, there will be some service for us there.
所以当我们回去的时候，在那里我们有一项有些服务。
Some will be cowherd boys.
有些是牧牛童。
Just because you may have a lady's body now, it doesn't mean you have a lady's body in the spiritual world.
但你们现在有一个女子的躯体，但是并不意味着在灵性世界里你们也是一个女子。
You may be husband and wife in this world.
可能我在这个世界上是夫妻。
But you can't think you'll be husband and wife in the spiritual world.
但是我们不可能在不一定在灵性世界也是夫妻。
These relationships are very temporary.
这些关系其实是很短暂的。
But in the spiritual world, we have our eternal spiritual identity.
但是在灵性世界，我们有永恒的灵性的身份。
Cowherd boys, gopis,
牧牛童啊，牧牛姑娘啊。
Some people are residents in Vaikuntha.
有些人是Vaikuntha的居民。
Not everyone is in Goloka.
并不是所有人都是Goloka的居民。
Some people are even in Goloka. There are different departments.
即使在 Goloka, 他们也在不同的区域居住在。
Some people are in Ayodhya with Lord Ramachandra.
有的人在 Ayodhya 和主 Ramachandra 在一起。
Some people are in Mathura with Vasudeva Krishna.
有的人跟 Vasudeva Krishna 在 Mathura 居住。
And some people are with Lord Chaitanya in Navadvip.
有的人是和主 Chaitanya 在 Navadvip 一起。
And some are in Vrindavan with Lord Krishna.
有一些和 Krishna 在 Vrindavan.
So there are many different places in the spiritual world.
因此在灵性世界里有很多不同的地方。
All the different forms of Vishnu are there in Vaikuntha.
所有不同在 Vaikuntha 很多 Vishnu 的星球。
Forms, different forms of Vishnu.
有在百宽的星球中有主 Vishnu 的不同形象。
Lord Nrisimhadev has his planet in Vaikuntha.
主 Nrisimhadev 在百宽塔也有他的星球。
Lord Nrisimhadev is Vishnu.
主 Nrisimhadev 就是 Vishnu.
Vamanadev also has his planet in Vaikuntha.
Vamanadev 在百宽塔也有他的星球。
Sadashiva.Lord Sadashiva also has a planet in the spiritual world.
主 Sadashiva 在灵性世界也有他的星球。
There are many different
很多
places in the spiritual world. And according to how we relate to Krishna or Vishnu, we go to that place.
根据我们和 Krishna 和 Vishnu 的关系，我们就回到不同的地方去。
And the qualification to go is you must be devotee.
但是回去的资格就是我们必须是奉献者。
And devotee will do devotional service.
因为奉献者就要做奉献服务。
So that is the qualification that we want to serve Krishna. Then we can go to be with Krishna.
这就是所需要的资格。我们想要和 Krishna 在一起，所以我们必须服务 Krishna.
There's a lot of service to be done in the spiritual world.
在灵性世界里有很多很多服务可以做。
And there's a lot of service to be done here also.
在这里也有很多服务要做。
If we like to serve here, then we will be qualified to go there and serve.
如果我们想要在这里服务的话，自然我们就能有资格到那里去服务。
We should be all devotees always eager.
奉献者总是充满渴望。
Devotee wants to serve Krishna.In any condition,
想要在任何条件下服务 Krishna.
Happiness and distress,
快乐痛苦
Devotee cannot think, "Oh, I'm not happy serving Krishna here."
奉献者不会说啊，我在这里服务 Krishna 我感到不高兴。
No, no, devotee is happy to serve Krishna anywhere.
奉献者会想在任何在任何地方服务 Krishna， 他都高兴，他都愿意。
So devotee wants to get this opportunity to do service.
所以奉献者想要有机会来服务 Krishna， 做奉献服务。
So we should understand devotional service is eternal.
我们应该知道奉献服务是永恒的。
It's not that we are serving here, and when we become liberated, we don't serve.
并不是说我们在这里服务，我们解脱以后就不服务了。
No, devotional service is continuous. It goes. In fact, we want to do more service. The more we serve, the more we want to serve.
实际上，奉献服务是持续不断的。我们越做，我们又渴望做的越多。
We're always chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, praying to Krishna, please engage me in your service.
我们总念诵的时候，我们总在向 Krishna 祈祷，请让我能够投身于奉献服务。
This is a devotee's prayer.
这就是奉献者的祈祷。
Some people they don't know what to pray for.
有些人他们不知道什么是。
Many people.
什么是祈祷？很多人他们不知道什么是祈祷。
Many many people they will go and pray and they will ask for money.
有的人，很多人他们去祈求更多的钱。
Or they will ask for. They will ask for good health.
有的人会想要健康的身体。
Or they will ask for.Some material blessing,
或者他们要一些物质的祝福。
But that is not the real prayer.
但是那不是真正的祈祷。
Many people pray like that.
很多人都这样祈祷。
Krishna hears all the prayers.
Krishna 听到所有对他的祈祷。
But he's not very happy to hear these prayers.
但听到这些祷文，他感到不是很高兴。
Just like you know, someone when you're a mother.And your child comes to you, and your child will say, "Mother, mommy, are you going to feed me today?"
就好像打个比方说，好像你是母亲，然后孩子到你身边说，我来问，妈妈，你今天是不是还给我饭吃啊？
The mother will think, "Well, of course, every day I feed you. Why I won't feed you?"
妈肯定会想，当然我会给你吃，我每天都给你吃，为什么我不给你吃饭呢？
So, in the same way, Krishna is aFather of all living entities.
同样 ，Krishna 是所有生物体的父亲。
He's providing for everyone.
他给所有人都所有生物都提供所需。
We shouldn't think that he won't provide for us.
我们不应该想他不会给我们提供什么所需。
But we should be satisfied with what he provides us.
但是我们应该无论他给我们什么，我们都应该感到满足。
A devotee will accept.What everything is the arrangement of Krishna.
奉献者会接受一切，因为一切都是 Krishna 安排的。
But if we keep telling Krishna, "Oh, I want this, I want that," we're asking Krishna for more.
但是如果我们给 Krishna 讲，哎呀，我要这个，我要那个，我们要 Krishna 给我们更多。
A devotee sees that Krishna knows what we need.
一个奉献者会说。Krishna 知道我需要什么。
Krishna provides for everyone according to their qualification.
Krishna 给所有人凭按照他们的资格来赐予相应的东西。
So devotional service means we surrender to Krishna.
所以奉献服务意味着我们应该向 Krishna 归依。
We have to.Just simply want to serve Krishna without thinking what Krishna will give us.
我们应该仅仅只想要服务 Krishna， 而不考虑 Krishna 会给我什么。
Devotees like just like an animal when an animal is purchased in the market.
就好像奉献者就好像一个动物在市场上买回来了。
If somebody goes to the market and buys an animal, then they will bring it.To their home.
就好像有人到了市场上把一个小动物买回来，然后把它带回家。
And they will put it in their place at the side of their house.
他们就会把这小动物呢放在家里的一个小地方，安置在一个地方。
The animal cannot say, "No, I don't like this place. I'm not going to work for you."
你这都不会想说，哎呀，我不喜欢这个地方，我就不为你工作了。
Now, the animal has no choice.
这个动物，其实这个动物它是没有选择余地的。
He has to surrender to the master.
它必须向它的主人臣服归依。
And even the master may take a knife and kill it. That what can the animal do?
即使这个主人要拿刀子杀了它，它又有能有什么其他办法呢？
So the devotee is just like an animal sold out to Krishna.
就好奉献者就好像是卖给 Krishna 的这个动物一样。
Krishna puts us in many different situations.
Krishna 把我们放在很多不同各种各样的处境当中。
We just have to accept.
我们只是要接受而已。
This is surrender.
这就是臣服归依。
But with surrender, there must be also service.
但是，即使带着这种皈依的心态，我们必须去服务。
Somebody may say, "Oh, I surrender to Krishna," but they don't serve.
有些人说啊，我皈依 Krishna， 但是他们不做服务。
They don't want to do any work for Krishna.
他们不想为 Krishna 做任何事情。
No, we surrender means we also want to do service for Krishna.
皈依还意味着我们也想为 Krishna 做服务。
But we wonder what can we do for Krishna? Krishna's got everything. Why he needs my service?
对，有时候我想，为什么 Krishna 还要我们做服务呢？他什么都不需要。
He has so many goddesses of fortune serving him.
有那么多幸运女神想要去服务他。
Why we need our service?
他为什么还需要我们？为他服务呢？
Well, we also have some. We are also parts of Krishna. We have a relationship with Krishna.
因为我们同样也是 Krishna 的一部分，我们和 Krishna 有着一种关系。
Okay, and Krishna is concerned about us.
Krishna 很关心我们。
That's why Krishna himself comes in this world sometimes.
这就是为什么有时候 Krishna 亲自来到这个世界。
Sometimes he will send his devotees.
有时候他会派遣他们的奉献者。
Because he's always thinking how to attract the conditioned souls back to home.
因为他总是在考虑怎么来吸引这些受条件限制的灵魂回归神手。
So he wants to encourage us to take up this devotional service.
他总是想要来鼓励我们来从事奉献服务。
But devotional service.It's not like any ordinary service in the material world.
但是奉献服务并不像任何在物质世界中的其他服务那样。
In the material world, if you do some service, you will want to know how much you will pay me, what will I get?
在物质世界中，如果我们一旦做了服务，我们就会想，对方会给我多少钱，我会得到什么东西。
We will not do service without thinking what we get.
我们不会不考虑收获的去做服务。
We have to get something in return for our service.
我们想要为我们的服务得到相应的回报。
But that is not devotional service.
但这不是奉爱服务。
Devotional service is done without thinking what we will get.
奉爱服务就是我们去做，但并不考虑我会得到什么。
Devotional service means we simply serve Krishna out of love.
奉爱服务意味着我们只是出于爱去服务 Krishna.
Just like when the parents have a child, they will bring up the child. They're not thinking what this child will do for me.
就好像父母他们有孩子，然后他们养育这个孩子，但是他们不会考虑这个孩子会给我带来什么。
They simply out of love, simply they raise the child.
他们只是出于爱来抚养这个孩子。
So in the same way, devotee should serve Krishna in this way without thinking what they will get from Krishna.
同样，奉献者应该服务 Krishna， 而毫不考虑 Krishna 会给我们什么。
When we serve Krishna with love without thinking what we will get in return, then that service that is pleasing to Krishna.
当我们服务 Krishna 的时候，不考虑 Krishna 会给我们什么时候，这才是真正的对 Krishna 的奉爱服务。
When we pray to Krishna, just asking for service, that is pleasing to Krishna.
当我们向 Krishna 祈祷，只是要求 请只是想要服务的时候，这样就很取悦 Krishna。
But if we pray to Krishna all the time, telling him, "Give me this, give me that," then that's not very nice prayer.
如果我们总是向 Krishna 祈祷，给我这个，给我那个，这不是一个对 Krishna 好的祈祷。
But if we're always asking Krishna, "How can I serve you? Please give me some service for you," then Krishna is pleased.
如果我们向 Krishna 祈祷 ，Krishna， 我们怎么来服务你呢？请让我给更多为你服务，这样 Krishna 会很高兴的。
And so the impersonalists, they want to become. They are meditating on the super soul. They want to become one. They want to become the supreme.
所以那些非人格主义者，他们在冥想主，但他们想要跟主同一，想要成为至尊。
They want to give up the service.
他们想要放弃服务。
They will serve to get liberation.
他们服务是为了得到解脱。
But once they get liberated, then they will stop service.
但是一旦他们得到了解脱，他们就不服务了。
Because they think, now I've become God.
因为他们想，现在我就是神了。
But a devotee will keep serving.
但是奉献者会不断的服务。
He will continue to serve.
会继续服务。
After liberation is simply the beginning of his service.
解脱只是他的服务的起步阶段。
Once from the liberated platform, his real service, real devotional service begins.
达到了。解脱阶段以后，他真正的服务才开始。
But he has to go on to develop love for Krishna.
但是他必须继续向前来培养对 Krishna 的爱。
Not just only love for the family and the children and the grandchildren.
并不只是对家人的爱，对孩子、对孙子孙女的爱。
But we have to develop love for Krishna.
但是同时，我们必须培养。对 Krishna 的爱
and that we see Krishna in every living entity.
我们应该从所有生物体中都看到 Krishna.
And we want to serve them and please them.
我们想要去服务他们，去取悦他们。
We can please them by telling them about Krishna.
通过向他们讲述关于 Krishna 的一切。
By giving them some Krishna consciousness.
通过给予他们一点 Krishna 知觉。
The business of devotee is to the most important service of a devotee is to give Krishna consciousness.
奉献者的最主要的一个职责就是把 Krishna 给予其他生物体。
To show other people how they can awaken their Krishna consciousness.
展示给人们看怎么能够把内心的 Krishna 知觉复苏。
So.Krishna is explaining in this verse that the only way we can know Krishna is by devotional service.
所以 Krishna 在此解释了，唯一能够得到 Krishna 的方法就是奉献服务。知道 Krishna 的方法就是奉献服务。
There's no other way to understand Krishna.
要理解 Krishna， 除此之外别无他法。
Krishna is known by the process of loving service.
Krishna.
By loving service.
只有通过奉爱服务才能够达到。
Our senses are material.
我们的感官是物质的。
We make mistakes.
我们会犯错。
We're imperfect.
我们不完美。
We sometimes cheat.
我们有时候欺骗。
We are conditioned souls.
我们是受条件限制的灵魂。
We cannot know the unlimited supreme.
我们不知道无限的至尊是什么样。
But if we serve, if we try to do some service, then Krishna reveals himself.
但是一旦我们去服务，我们努力地想去服务的时候 ，Krishna 向我们会展示他自己。
Krishna is revealed through devotional service.
Krishna 是通过奉爱服务来揭示他自己的。
Not by knowledge, not by work.
不是通过知识，也不是通过工作。
Not by yoga.
不是通过瑜伽
but only by loving service.
只有通过爱心服务
and that service begins with the tongue.
这个服务开始于舌头
we use our tongue for speaking and tasting.
我们用我们的舌头来讲来品尝
so we have to use the tongue to chant Krishna's name and to taste the remnants of his food.
所以我们应该用我们的舌头来唱诵 Krishna 的名字，来品尝 Krishna 的际遇。
The example is given just like you have a metal rod and you put it in the fire.
就好像我们有一块铁，把它放到火中。
And then gradually the metal rod will become hot and hot and will become like fire.
慢慢的这块铁就会变得越来越烫，最后它就跟火一样烫。
So in the same way, if we keep ourselves in Krishna consciousness by hearing and chanting, we will also become Krishna conscious.
就好像我们通过聆听，通过唱诵，使自己具有 Krishna 知觉，这样子我们就会有 Krishna 知觉。
And we will enter into that consciousness of Krishna.
我们会进入 Krishna 的知觉的王国。
24 hours a day.
24小时。
Eating, sleeping, everything for Krishna.
吃睡一切都是为了 Krishna。
Not that we have to stop activities, but we have to purify the activities.
并不是说停止活动，而是要净化我们的活动。
We have to change the purpose of our activities.
我们必须改变我们活动的目的。
Our purpose has to be to please Krishna.
我们的目的必须是来取悦 Krishna.
And when we have that purpose, then we're freed from material life.
一旦我们以取悦 Krishna 为目标，这样我们就从物质生活中解脱出来了。
Then we become fully satisfied.
这意味着我们完全满足了。
We have no thought of material activities separate from Krishna.
我们不会从物质的活动与 Krishna 分离。
Yeah, we only want Krishna, Krishna consciousness.
我们只想要 Krishna, Krishna 知觉。
So this is the purpose, this is the meaning of this verse.
这就是这部分的内容的意思。
Any questions?
有什么问题吗？
Jiva Goswami explains that we don't immediately go straight back to Godhead.
Jiva Goswami 解释说，我们并不是直接就回归神手。
But we go to a planet where Krishna is performing his pastimes in the material world.
而是到一个 Krishna 展示，他的逍遥活动的一个物质星球。
And there we take part in Krishna's pastimes.
在那里我们参与 Krishna 的逍遥时光。
There we get further training before we go back to Godhead.
这样我们在那里得到进一步的训练，然后回归神手。
Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, they all teach the process of Vipralamba Seva, service in separation.
主 Chaitanya 的这些同游，他们都讲，教授一门就是分离中的服务的这种知识科学。
In Gaudiya Vaishnava, we are following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we're known as Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Our desire is to enter into that mood of the gopis of Braja.
Gaudiya Vaishnava 传统。他们讲述教授的就是说，就好像使我们处于gopi的这种分离的心态。
No, but some devotees they are more attracted to the cowherd boy to be the associate of Krishna like a cowherd boy.
但是有些奉献者，他们就是以这种牧牛童的心态来服务的。
So different devotees are attracted to different aspects of Krishna's service.
所以不同的奉献者，他们被不同的程序吸引。
Some devotee is more attracted to the mood simply being the servant. That mood of being the servant, that is the mood of Vaikuntha.
有的奉献者他受到只是想要成为仆人的这个心态的服务心态吸引，然后这样子心态他们是回到 Vaikuntha 去的。
But the mood in Vrindavan is more intimate and friendly.
但是在 Vrindavan 的心态呢是。更亲密也更有爱。
Now, we are still neophyte devotees. So our position is simply as servants.
我们只现在我们都是初级奉献者，所以呢，我们心态应该是努力培养一种服务的心态。
Yeah, we are simply the servant of Krishna. But as we go on, we will become attracted and think more, meditate and think about Krishna.A particular service to Krishna.
就是当我们更深入的在这个程序上前进的时候，我们就会有一种特别的这种心态。
You know, somebody is doing service for Krishna. That every day they're cooking the milk and they're boiling the cow's milk.
有的奉献者，他二天二十小服务就是来为 Krishna 煮牛奶。
Somebody else is in their service is making flower garlands for Krishna.
有的就是听到就是为 Krishna 做花环。
Somebody else is a servant of Radharani and they're decorating Radharani.
有的就是Radharani 的仆人，怎么来装扮 Radharani?
So like this, we can. And somebody else wants to be more in the mood of Mother Yashoda and they assist Mother Yashoda in her service to Krishna.
有的人更喜欢。亚舒达妈妈的服务，所以他们就是来协助亚舒达妈妈来服务 Krishna。
And they're constantly thinking about Mother Yashoda and how she was having their different pastimes with Krishna。
他们不断在意念着亚舒达妈妈，他们怎么来服务 Krishna。
How she tied up Krishna one day。
有一天，她怎么把 Krishna 绑起来。
And another time she got Krishna, she heard Krishna had been eating dirt and she got Krishna to open his mouth.
有一天她把 Krishna 抓起来，看到 Krishna 在吃那些脏东西，让他把嘴巴张开。
Right.
对吗？
What did Mother Yashoda see when they opened Krishna's mouth?
当她把让 Krishna 把嘴张得开的时候，她看到了什么？
Who knows? Subhadra.Yashoda 看到什么 Krishna
嘴巴里有一个女子嘴巴里有一
个女子
很好
So some devotees there, according to different devotee they have different natureAnd they meditate, but they absorb their mind in remembering some particular pastime of Krishna.
So, 奉献不同奉献者有不同的天性，所以呢，他们就想念着某一个特定的一个 Krishna 某个方面。
And in this way, you can enter into that. In future births, we'll get more training.
所以呢，我们在下一生就会得到更多的训练。
那有一个问题，就是说，奎师呢讲过，我们应该努力去服务他的奉献者，但是我们因为我们这个国家情况，我们大部分都是初级奉献者，就像刚进医院的这个病人一样，在服务这些奉献者的过程当中，我们有时候会感觉到身心受到伤害。医治我们这种人在服务过程当中受伤的这种心态。
Because we are
neophyte devotees,
and sometimes
people will be hurt in devotional service.
Who gets hurt?
谁受伤
了？谁受伤了？
你
就是有时候奉献者的回应，对于我们服务的回应，不是说像我们想象的那么甜美，或者甚至他们的行为让他们感到不理解，对一些妨碍服务失去信心，这样子的受伤。
嗯，
啊，对，
嗯，万一
，because， sometimes， the reciprocation of devotee are not as what we expected。And sometimes devotees' words and the behavior is make us feel unsuitable.
Well, a devotee has to go on this. You can't expect, you know, devotional service. You can't expect that all the time people will appreciate it.
在奉献服务中。我们做的服务，我们不应该指望我们所有的服务都能够被欣赏。
Just like if you're a doctor, you may think a doctor is doing such good service for people.
哦，就好像说，我们知道医生他在为病人们做一个非常好的服务。
But the one devotee is a doctor. He's working in a hospital in New York.
有一次，一个。奉献者他是纽约的一名医生院的一个名医生。
And they would bring people, and you know, and she would have to treat these people, and the people would be hitting. Sometimes they didn't want treatment.
但是有时候呢，当他去给病治病的时候呢，有时候病人他会打他，会反击还击，他们不想要得到这样的医治。
She's trying to cure the patient. She's trying to help them and save sometimes save their life.But the patient is hitting and fighting back.
但是呢，既然他想要努力来治疗这个病人，但是呢，有时候病人他还会抵抗啊，反抗啊。
They're throwing something. The patient will get violent and throw things.
有时候病人会用一些那个暴力扔东西向他。
嗯。So, you know, even being a doctor, you know, it's a thankless task.
所以成为做一名医生是有点危险性的工作。
Nobody appreciate. The patient won't appreciate.
病人他不会欣赏，不会感激。
But the doctor has to do his job anyway.
但是医生还是必须这样去做他的工作。
There's a story.About two devotees, they were walking along the road one day, and they saw in the water they saw one scorpion drowning.
Scorpion.
Scorpion.
Xie.
You know, with the tail that they bite. That, what's the name of that insect?
Insect.
Yeah, scorpion. It's a quite a big kind of.Thing, but you know, it's a small thing, but it has a tail and poison is in the tail and it bites.
Oh, 这里有个讲个故事。从前呢，以前有两个人，他们走在路上，他们看到有一只蝎子在路上。
And it was drowning.
Drowning.
Yeah, it was in the water. Drowning.
它快要噎死了，在水里。
So the one devotee thought, "Let me save it," and he picked the scorpion out of the water.
所以呢，这两位奉献者他就说：“我们来把他救出来吧，从水里救出来吧。”
But when he picked out the scorpion, then the scorpion bit him.
但是他一把这个蝎子拿起来呢，这个蝎子就反咬他一口。
And the scorpion fell back in the water.
这个蝎子呢，又掉到水里去了。
So again, the devotee tried to pick it up, and he picked up the scorpion again out the water.
然后奉献者。再次努力把这个蝎子从水里提出来。
And again it bit him.
这蝎子，然后还是反咬一口。
And it fell back in the water.
又跌到水里去了。
So again the devotee tried to pick up this scorpion.
然后再一次奉献者努力把它从水里捞起来。
And his friend said, "Why are you doing that? Every time you pick it up, it bites you."
然后这份人的朋友就问你为什么还要这样做，你每次把他撩起来他都是撩你一口再掉回去。
So the devotee said that he does not give up his way. He's not changing his nature. He keeps biting me. He doesn't change his nature. Why should I give up my nature?
所以奉行者说他不改他的本性，总是咬我一口要回去，为什么我就要改我的本性呢？他本性不改，为什么我要改变我本性？
So like that, a devotee, you know, you do some service for, you want, we have to appreciate, you know, devotional service. People won't appreciate it.
就好像
Don't expect people to appreciate it. Thank you.
我们奉献者在做奉献服务的时候，我们不要指望别人来感恩感激我们。
Yeah, but you have to do it anyway.
但是我们仍然要继续去做。
You have to go on and do devotional service and go through all these difficulties.
我们必须克服所有这些困难，继续去做。
Then only we will appreciate more devotional service as we go on.
只有这样，我们才能够继续，我们才能够继续更欣赏奉献服务。
It's a test of our faith.
这是对我们信心的考验。
But if we continue to serve Krishna, regardless of all the difficulties, then Krishna will take special appreciate, will have special appreciation.
但是一旦我们忽视所有这些困难，继续服务的话， Krishna 会非常欣赏我们的服务。
This is a qualification to go back to Godhead.
这就是回归神手的资格。
That we will tolerate so much inconvenience simply for the service of Krishna.
只是为了服务 Krishna, 我们能容忍所有这些困难。
是不是心里去了？
今天
你
的讲话好像是
经
对我的家里一样，
家里是这样啊，在家里是这样。
Your voice in touch, the deep in touch, the my heart.
嗯嗯嗯。别冒犯。
比如说我和我的丈夫。
啊。
我的丈夫在的时候呢，对我这个皈依奎师那，修奎师那这个瑜伽功。
嗯。
他很支持。
嗯。
我到印度。
嗯。
其中呢，因为我觉得我自己老了，恐怕是吃不起辛苦，想不去。我丈夫就批评我，像人呢，决定了就不要动摇，去就去。所以我2006年去成功了。后来一直我夫妇开始呢，他不唱诵，但是供奉开始了的鲜花是他买的。我很忙，我唱诵他的快诗都唱得很慢，一天呢唱32圈，我要花4个小时，一个小时唱8圈。我想巴布巴的要求我们呢是64圈，我只能够做一半，32圈，已经花去我4个小时了。在家里呢还要清洁卫生，哥哥啊还要服务啊，我这个阿姨呢。很少做，可以说没有做。我们讲话要老实，对不对啊？这个只有呢一天2次供奉食佛，这样子，蔬菜、鲜花、牛奶，凡是奎师那供奉奎师那的东西，都是我丈夫买的， 我就是具体做，那么他呢也吃那个毒参了，啊，他这一次呢，一个突发事件，你可能已经知道了，他离开我走了，走得那么突然，我是想不到，我很悲痛。这奎斯纳，咕噜是奎斯纳的，好像是化身一样的哦。咕噜就是奎斯纳，我们是这样看的啊。咕噜也不是一个平常的人。我到现在为止，我的丈夫都为什么要这样侍奉，我不知道。奎斯纳一定知道，咕噜也知道。我很想呢，走咕噜的口里。如果当着大家的面不好说呢，你个别的是不是告诉我一下，他为什么会这样死？20岁的人啊，死得那么……
因为我们应该知道，这个世界是，我们不可以永远住在这个世界，我们都需要离开这个世界。Everybody has to die one day.
有一天每个人都会死。
You cannot ask, or why he had to die that day.
我们不能问为什么他那天死了。
No. You have to accept it's the will of the Supreme.
我们必须接受这是至真的意愿。
Everything moves under the control of the Supreme Lord.
一切都在至真主的意愿下行动。
Just like Maharaj Yudhisthira after the battle of Kurukshetra, Maharaj Yudhisthira was lamenting so many people die.
就好像Yudhisthira 大军他在库鲁之夜之后他就感到非常的悲痛，他就为什么死了那么多人。
But Bhishma, Krishna brought him to Bhishma and Bhishma told him everything is the will of the Supreme.
所以呢 Krishna 就把他带到Bhishma 是面前， Bhishma 给他讲，每一个人终要一死。
No one can understand the will of the Supreme.
没有人能够理解至尊主的意愿。
No, you just have to surrender to that will.
我们必须对至尊主的意愿臣服。
我讲他死是死得很惨，但是呢，看他的脸，死的时候。那么慈祥，那么安详，一脸的，好像很灿烂。我好像呢，又。
Krishna gives you a better chance to prepare yourself to go back to Godhead.
Krishna 给了你一个更好的机会，能够使你准备好回归神手。
Because if he was still here, you're always attached to him.
因为如果他还活着的话。你会一直依附于他。
You're not thinking completely of Krishna.
你不会完全去想着 Krishna.
So you have to get free from that attachment.
所以你必须从这样的依附中挣脱出来，解脱出来。
Now you can concentrate fully on devotion to Krishna.
现在你可以完全的专注于奉献服务。
我们那里要是讲，老年人啊，是佛教这样讲的，好像自杀了之后到下地狱。
哦、
嗯，他是好像他这样子跳下去，没有人家把他扔下去，他自己跳下去，好像在讲自世上的呢。
It is sad that.
嗯，你讲到
有。
有
的
不理
智。Sad that he is suicide.
No, but
then we'll go to hell.
这个呢，影视上看起来是他自己跳下去，但是是不是他自己跳下去，还是一个万一促使他要非这样做不行？这个，所以是现在是自杀还是他杀，没有定论。
Anyway, you can make everything auspicious by becoming a pure devotee yourself and taking him back to God.
但是 如果你成为一位纯粹的奉献者，你可以使一切都变得吉祥，你可以把他把您丈夫即使是自杀的话都可以带回灵性世界。
这样The whole family will benefit when you become the pure devotee.
一旦你成为纯粹奉献者，整个家庭都会变得吉祥。
So you have to go on now. You're free from all attachment.
所以你整个家庭都会受益，所以你必须继续从依附中挣脱出来。
You just have to be totally attached to Krishna, nothing else.
只要完全的来依附 Krishna， 除此之外没有其他依附。
But there's nothing. You don't have to lament.
但是你不是你不应该不要悲伤悲痛。
He definitely got a lot of benefit by being by doing all the service he did for Krishna.
他无疑是得到了很多好处，因为他给 Krishna 做了很多服务。
Yeah, bought so many flowers and so did so much shopping for Krishna and Boga.
为 Krishna 烹饪买了那么多 Boga， 然后买了那么多鲜花。
And when you did all your chanting and puja, so he gets 1/6 of the benefit of all your pujas.
如果你每场念诵做铺做崇拜，其实他得到了您所有的这些活动的六分之一的好处。
So definitely, he couldn't go to hell.
所以，他肯定不会去地狱。
You'll get a chance to continue.
你得到一个机会，能够继续做。
他本来请示过的，说他最晚待到星期天，他要离开这里，就是因为这件事嘛，要做一些任务，他们领导来找他，然后他现在要为了得到咕噜队得到奉献者的名义，他说他星期一他们四人一起。
你咕噜什么时候走？我等他们领导。这么好几个月都等过来了，没有给我等我，他也应该等我几天。是不是？你什么时候走，我要什么时候走，你不走我也不走。
加油！
真的啦，林总有什么账讲熟了，是大事了。他来讲讲，等了这么好几天。
今天很高，
是
的，
因为他跑到这里的时候都很支持我们，这样就他虽然没有冷唱，
对对啦，
什么事情你们去过来，他对我们都很支持。那如果这样，他这样帮助我们是哦，他这样子跳跳下去，人家叫他自杀的，那我们就讲哦，他下地狱，那我们心里很难想，也是真的很难想。那这今天咕噜这么讲呢，那对我们真是，我们回去对这个窥视那个。你正好宣传了，正好讲了。
对呀、
啊，对。他通过这一次的讲，他们都讲哦，你们这个什么东西，这一会儿他儿子媳妇了，很理解。这次如果没有窥视呢，我的妈妈承受不下。真的很感激，很感激窥视呢。所以他行动而且，如果我们两个人到上海去，他就给我们送到那个金华，像火车。那么我们在雇叫雇我们到义乌来，那么他就要到九里去请示啊，这件事情给我们车送回来。这他儿子啊，很努力，这家很感激亏死，很感激亏死啊。这一次事情，他媳妇昨天晚上打电话来讲，这一家你不如在这里，你是单在这里单几天钱。如果太懒了，这个地方可能太懒。他是啊、哦，是这样讲的啊、哦。
他们儿子媳妇为了感激奎斯呢，用手电影都买了鲜花给奎斯呢，做了很多鲜花供奉了奎斯呢的两碗就是，这是。
所以今天不如这样讲，我们这个担子就轻了。我们走理直气壮，我们唱出奎斯那边。好。
对。
好。Shri Prabhupada ki
jai.
Jai.